Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we're going to continue our studies in the rewards of humility, and thus far we have taped and brought before you the humility of salvation and the humility of station. And now today, with the help of the Lord, we wish to bring before you the humility of service. And we're going to turn to the 23rd chapter of Matthew's Gospel. If any of you would like to follow us in your Bibles, feel free to get them now. And we'll just read, beginning at verse 1. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do ye not after their works, for they say, and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, they enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogue, and greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be ye not called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and ye are all brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Now this is the declaration of the Lord. This is what he thinks of being a servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Here again, this wonderful declaration is vouched by our Lord Jesus Christ as applying to us. Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and I'll see to it. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. And the Lord could have said also, I'll see to that. Now, here we have the Lord as the supreme example. In Mark chapter 10, there we have the disciples quarreling about who's going to be great among them. And we have beginning at verse 35, And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But let me insert, certainly not in the same degree. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, for it shall be given unto them for whom it is prepared. And when the ten heard it, the other ten of the apostles, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him, and saith unto them, Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, for whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, your servant. And whosoever of you shall be chiefest shall be servant of all. For even, and this is speaking, he's speaking out of himself, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Now here we have the supreme example of humility. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who could say, I am meek and lowly in heart. We can't say that. I know we can mouth the words, but we can't say it. He is the only one who could say, I am meek and lowly in heart. Learn of me. And I'll tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ here has brought before them this extreme example of what constitutes greatness. Now, you recall, the Lord used exactly this same language in the 23rd chapter of Matthew's Gospel, just before he told them, "Every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." And this is true greatness, to serve others. Now, let's think for a moment, if you will, please, what our Lord is really telling us here. He's telling us, do you want to be great? Humble yourself. Serve others. That is the road to true greatness. And then you'll be like me, who came down to serve you and to die for you on the cross of Calvary. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. What an example he is to you and to me. John Nelson Darby, a 19th century preacher and great expounder of the Word of God, a great writer, made this statement once, and I can't forget it. And here it is. "I cannot work my soul to save, for that my Lord has done. But I would work like any slave in love to God's dear Son." And do you know the Apostle Paul speaks of himself as a servant of Jesus Christ? And that word is doulos. And doulos means a bond slave. What Paul is saying is that I am a slave of Jesus Christ. Now, what made him a slave? It's the love of Christ to him and his love for Christ. He wanted to be his slave. He wanted to serve the Lord Jesus in the most wonderful, wonderful way. Now, let's talk about this business of being slaves, because it has an application to you and to me. Here it is in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, these words. What? "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? For ye are bought with a price," just like a slave. "Ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Now, we don't buy our wives now. We don't buy our friends. Who was bought? Slaves were bought. And the Apostle Paul, speaking by the Holy Spirit, says, "Ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So if Paul called himself a slave, we have just as much right and just as much responsibility in doing it as he did, because we have been bought. What was the price? The precious blood of Christ. He bought us with his blood. What a price he paid for you and for me. That should make us serve him out of love. But now, remember, please, we're talking about the reward of this humility, the reward of this service. And certainly, there is a reward for us when we serve our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you would think that our reward is simply having the ability and the opportunity of serving him, and that would be all that we would need in the sense of a reward. And then service, being a servant, is its own reward, as the Lord told us that is the road to greatness, even as we read there in Mark chapter 10, "Whosoever among you will be chiefest shall be servant of all." And certainly this is true. Now, he's going to reward us otherwise in our servitude down here, in taking that humble place of just serving him in love as a purchased bond slave. He is going to reward us for that. Now, we read this in Luke chapter 19. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the speaker, and he's talking to his disciples, and here's what he has to say. "And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. He was a king. This nobleman was a king, and he went into that far country. Now, what he's telling his disciples really is this: I'm going away. I'm going to a far country, and that country is heaven. But I'm coming back. Now, what he did was this: he gave them responsibility. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds, and these are the slaves, these are the purchased slaves, delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded his servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. The second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, be thou over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin, for I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. And thou takest up where thou lovest it, layest not down. And thou reapest where thou hast not sown. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth I will judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man. Now, if you really knew that, taking up where I laid down, and reaping that I did not sow, wherefore then gavest thou not my money unto the bank, that at my coming I might have received mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. Now this message is clear and plain. Your service and my service down here is going to be rewarded in that kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we shall reign as kings, as we read in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. Here it is. And we read, therefore, thou wast slain and hast redeemed us from us to God, that's part of the 9th verse, and made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign over the earth. Now, we are going to reign with Christ in a coming day. Now, the faithfulness of our service here is going to determine how much responsibility we have in that kingdom. Now, we know, and we mentioned on our last broadcast, that the 12 apostles are going to sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. But we're going to reign with our Lord Jesus Christ, and that is the reward of our humility now, reigning with Christ in the coming day. Oh, how these things should stir our hearts to greater efforts to honor the Lord by giving him the service of love. Our Father, we thank you today for our Lord Jesus, the supreme example to us. Help us to be more like him. We pray in Christ's name, giving thanks. Amen.